A second listening session at the White House. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. This time, President Trump meeting with state and local officials, including the mayor of Parkland, the Florida city where 17 were killed at a high school last week. Fox's John Decker, live at the White House.
The president is calling on lawmakers to pass legislation which would tighten background checks on people who wish to purchase guns. He also advocated for raising the minimum age for gun purchases to 21, ideas the president said will get the full support from the NRA.
I don't think I'll be going up against them. I really think the NRA wants to do what's right. I mean, they're very close to me. I'm very close to them. They're very, very great people. They love this country.
The president also defended his proposal to arm teachers, saying gun-free zones were as tempting for potential shooters as ice cream. Lisa?
Thanks, John. Well, the NRA already coming out against raising the age limit, saying that would take rights away from law-abiding adults. Meantime, the First National Bank of Omaha will not renew the contract to issue an NRA Visa card. The bank announcing it in a tweet and saying customer feedback caused them to review their relationship with the group. The company accused of concealing faulty airbags reaches a settlement in civil suits against it.
At least 22 people have died, more than 180 hurt by exploding Takata airbag inflators that spew shrapnel into drivers and passengers, leading to scores of lawsuits. And now word Takata has reached a $650 million legal settlement with 44 state governments and Washington, D.C. But the states won't collect, instead agreeing to allow victims of the faulty airbags to get larger settlements.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, the airbag issue has led to the largest automotive recall in U.S. history. Mixed finish again on Wall Street. The Dow up 163 points at the closing bell, but the NASDAQ lower for a fourth day in a row. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's saves pros time and money every day. Now through February 28th, get 25% off all in-stock kitchen cabinets and up to 40% off select bath fixtures and vanities. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. See the Lowe's Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for more details. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
I have two categories of clothes. Cute and what were you thinking?
Add more cute to your closet and everywhere else in your home with surprising finds from Gordmans. Yeah, Gordmans. We've restocked our entire store with on-trend styles and designer finds at every turn. Load up on super cute shoes and handbags and must-have home decor, all at unbelievably low prices. So get shopping. Gordmans, bigger deals, smaller price tags.
Trump threatening to pull immigration agents out of a state he calls a disgrace.
During a talk on gun control Thursday, the president veered off at times to talk about the threat and violence of the MS-13 gang, thanking Attorney General Jeff Sessions for his work on prosecuting them. But then he said immigration officials aren't getting any help from California, which recently passed laws designed to limit cooperation with ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement.
Have we ever pulled our ICE out? Have we ever said, hey, let California alone, let them figure it out for themselves? In 2 months, they'd be begging for us to come back. They would be begging. And you know what? I'm thinking about doing it.
When asked about his comments during the White House press briefing, a spokesman said California should enforce immigration laws, not stand in the way of them. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Alabama Senate voting unanimously to allow nitrogen gas for executions, but only if lethal injections are unavailable or ruled unconstitutional.
Republican Senator Trip Pittman sponsored the legislation, saying an alternative method is necessary because of mounting legal challenges to lethal injection. Pittman also argues that nitrogen hypoxia is a more humane way to put a prisoner to death. The measure now heads to Alabama's House of Representatives.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. Two states, Oklahoma and Mississippi, currently allow nitrogen gas as a backup method. One car company agrees to pay up for not helping out members of the military.
BMW will pay $2.2 million in a federal settlement for not providing lease refunds to 492 military personnel called to duty or reassigned geographically. It's the first case of its kind under the 2003 Service Members Civil Relief Act. Most of the money goes to those service members, with $60,000 to the U.S. Treasury. The money not refunded was what people put up front to have lower monthly payments. And BMW argued that money just acts as a down payment to dealers not subject to the refunds covered under this federal law.
Fox's Chris Foster. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News Radio.
Here is the latest in local news from St. George News. One of the three people reportedly involved in the kidnapping and murder of a Santa Clara man agrees to a plea deal. Tammy Freeman's trial was scheduled to go forward yesterday, but was abruptly canceled. Freeman, along with Francis McCart and Kelly Perry, reportedly kidnapped David Heisler in June of 2016, then either killed him or left him to die in a remote area of Arizona. Freeman is scheduled to change her plea next week. McCart has already agreed to serve 75 years on federal charges in the case, but faces additional counts in Arizona. Citations are issued to the owner of a Bloomington dog that killed another dog. Investigators say two dogs got out of their owner's property on Monday. One of them went after another dog being walked by its owner, killing the animal. The owner of the attacking dog got citations for having a vicious animal, animal at large, and not having a license. Weather for the area, partly cloudy and 45 today. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Is it possible to get a tax credit for having to endure Nancy Pelosi this long? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Hi there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I hope you're having a great day. I've got Uncle Milty sitting in studio across from me, and we were just cracking up about Pelosi. Had to play that liner because, I think we should have a book called "The Things Nancy Pelosi Says That Just Make You Shake Your Head."
Yeah.
I just have to hear this again. What did she say actually? I got to hear it from you.
In an interview with the Arizona Republic, she was talking about a situation about the wall, the Mexican wall.
Mm-hmm.
And she said there are other better solutions than just building a wall. She mm-hmm. said, and she started listing things. And one of the things she said was, we could mow the grass so people can't be smuggled through the grass. Now, how she came up with that when there's not a whole lot of grass that grows in that area. Yeah. Anyway. But we could put in some lawns.
She thinks they're coming through tall grass.
They hide in the tall grass as they scoot across the border.
You know, I should call our guy that we interview on the Arizona border and ask him if that's truly what's happening.
On the other hand, if it is true... Imagine how much less it will cost to just buy the Border Patrol lawnmowers instead of building a wall.
You've got a point.
Yes. I mean, we can really come out ahead on this one.
Yeah. It's just, when she opens her mouth every time, I just want to throw up. No, it's nauseating. It's so funny.
If you see the video, though, she really looks like a senile old woman
mm-hmm.
who really doesn't know what she's saying.
Right.
That's the saddest part. And yet she's in our House of Representatives.
Yeah, I know. Imagine that she's up every 2 years for a vote.
And somehow makes it.
I truly believe in voter fraud. Anyway, welcome to the show. Wanted to start your day off with a Nancy Pelosi. I think we should just call it being Nancy Pelosi'd. I mean, with the most ridiculous things you can come up with.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an interesting morning. Lots of comments, Facebook comments. And, you know, anytime you post anything about what's going on in America, if you try to say, well, what about this? Oh, geez. I mean, the hatred, people just come unglued. You know, I wonder what about that rocks people's world. Like, you know, if I have a friend over here on Facebook somewhere and they're asking a question, I guess it doesn't rock my world. I mean, I go, okay, well, I don't agree with the question, or A, I have an answer to your question, or B, I have no idea, or C, whatever. But what is it that truly rocks people to their core that gets them so riled up and then they're so hateful? Like, what happens to somebody where somebody's comment just can't be a comment? Because I posted a year ago that the status came up where it said, it's an opinion. It doesn't have to just completely, you know, obliterate things. It's just an opinion. So what is it, do you think? What causes all this?
I'm starting to really believe that there's something in the water.
Really? That's the conclusion come to?
And it affects a large segment of the population. They lose all ability to have any common sense or logic.
Ah, yeah.
And once you lose common sense and logic, you're in trouble.
I guess so. I think I find it baffling because that doesn't happen to me. And when somebody puts up a really kind of dumb post about gun control, it doesn't rock my world. Just go, I wish they were educated, and I walk away.
Exactly.
I don't even comment because you just know where that's going to go. And these diehard people that think that. But I always think it's funny that this is the deal in America. When a tragedy happens, it's okay to politicize it right away. Totally acceptable. That's socially acceptable. Politicize away. Jump on a bus. Grieving? No grief there. You just politicize from the get-go, from the minute something happens. But if you ask questions about it, the obvious questions that the media never ask because they don't ask anything hard, then you're hurting society.
Yep.
And then you're insensitive to the families. I'm like, what about politicizing? Isn't that insensitive to people? I mean, come on.
See, I think I'm a little more susceptible to what's in the water than you, though, because I usually remark.
Do you? You just have to.
I just have to say something.
Yeah,
I have to say, sometimes it's as simple as wake up.
Right. I find that. Does anyone else find the duality of that just sort of interesting? That you can politicize and that's okay, but you can't question. And if you question, hang your head for about a month until you can actually ask some questions. You're still going to be demonized, but maybe not as hardcore. But if you politicize and you turn it into an issue, then my gosh, the carpet is rolled out for you. Holy cow.
Maybe if you start every question with, President Trump's a racist, but...
but. But I do have this one comment.
Yeah.
You never know. Could work. Satisfy the dumbed down masses, I guess. I was laughing because this sort of hit worldwide news, and I don't really know why, but it was kind of funny though. That BYU put up a kind of a poster for a symposium, if you will, and it was called Women in Math. But it had four pictures of men. And it said, for all women who love math, come and listen to all these topics. Come and learn about research and the number theory. And four BYU math professors are there to teach you. And women got so up in arms about this. And I'm thinking, why? They're just the teachers. But just, I guess, okay, if you have the four pictures of men and below it says women in math, that can be a little misleading. I get it. But it was just kind of funny that women just took this to task. I mean, they were mad. How dare they? I just thought it was funny. Anyway.
Well, if they were sensitive, they would have had at least one woman up there in those pictures.
Yeah.
But
politically correct.
There are no women math professors at BYU.
Yeah.
None
that teach anyway. So it was pretty funny that it hit international frenzy for women out there.
It's an important issue.
See, that's another thing where I go, I don't care enough to get in a frenzy over that. I mean, what is wrong with people? Are we just live to be offended or what?
Exactly.
I try to be respectful to people on the show, even those I don't agree with. I just don't know why people can't be. All right. So I want to talk just for a second about a bill because this brought up a really good topic and something that they're doing in California that's kind of ironic. There's a bill, HB 327. Now, Mike Noel, Representative Noel, has two bills and they're each for like $2 million. So don't get confused. The first one is a lawsuit to sue California and then over the coal industry, right? The second one, this HB 327, is $2.1 million that would start a pilot program for tech jobs for those that live in rural communities during high school. So, I guess high school and college level programs to train students for freelance or online jobs that can be done remotely from wherever there is access to high-speed internet. Okay, so just because I'm going to mention this one, let me mention the other factoid that came about, because you're probably going to laugh at this. But California pushed and pushed and pushed to have bachelor's degrees for decades. Okay. So now everyone goes to school. And when you're in school, you're told that every year you got to go to school and you got to get this bachelor's degree. What's hilarious about this is that now they're finally figuring out that you need more tradespeople. So they're now going to turn around their whole campaign and they're spending $6 million on a campaign, mind you, to revive the reputation of vocational education. Because I guess we all just too dumb to figure it out. I guess we're just too dumb to figure out that there might be jobs out there that require tradesmen. They have a campaign. So they're going to get a campaign underway and they're going to spend another $200 million. They're broke, by the way. Did I mention that? But they want to improve the delivery of it. So in Utah, just for the irony, in Utah, we're spending $2 million to offer up tech jobs that people can find on their own to implement so they can do rurally with internet, which is kind of a Captain Obvious moment when you think that, yeah, lots of jobs are done rural using the internet in 2018, but okay. California, on the other hand, is going to spend $206 million to make sure that you don't go that route. Maybe you go away from college and tech, but get into the trades. Is this not the funniest thing? So I just thought it was, I just had to point out, because I got both around the same time, both of these articles, and I was laughing thinking, people just can't make up their mind what to market. Do we really need to be marketed to, number one? Do we really need campaigns to tell us that you need a plumber when your plumbing's broken and that you might want to go into that because it makes good money and you could actually have a family and have your own business? Wow. I don't know why we have to be marketed to. The other thing is why push a certain industry? Can't we find it on our own?
It kind of reminds me, like, if I was a younger man again and I wanted to start a business, I'd start a fire extinguisher company.
Really?
Yeah. And then I'd go around and set fires so people would think my company was important. Because that's what the government does. They run around and set fires and then figure out a way to put them out.
No, it's true. You're exactly right. It's just funny because they do nothing but market. Kids have to go to master's
for
degree,
years.
Right? And,
for
and,
years.
And get a lot of debt under their belt and that they have to live with for a really long time. And then...
And then in order to get them employed, tell them to become a plumber.
I don't get it. I have such respect, and I've done this on the show for 6 years now. I have such respect for all of you that work in the trades because that job, those people are diminishing, and they're diminishing quick. And we have to be able to make sure that we understand that those jobs and those that needs, we can't survive without you is the deal.
That's a little exaggerated.
We can't.
No,
can you fix your own plumbing?
I could build an outhouse.
That's about the extent of it, and you know it. I can't fix my own plumbing. Maybe I could have some YouTube videos and start to learn about it, but I'm not fully equipped to do that.
Electricity is the real scary
okay,
one.
Electricity. I'm not gonna venture into that. And so my hat's off to anyone in the trades.
Of course.
I think I know so many successful people that are in the trades, and I always think to myself, and I've always told my boys this. You go in the trades. You'll do fantastic.
Any
college isn't for everybody, and not everybody needs to graduate from college.
Drywall guys make really good money.
Yeah. Roofers. Asphalt. Ask John the Wheelman.
Yep.
I mean, come on. It's ridiculous to think that only college will get you success in this life. Come on.
But the progressives for a long time felt that those jobs were dirty jobs, you know. Mm-hmm. We want to just wear a tie and a coat.
So white collar versus blue collar?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just think it's funny that California is finally changing its tune and they have to spend so much money to get people to realize it. I mean, I don't know how many people that $200 million will employ in marketing, but I'm sure quite a few. But if people actually need to be told that we have tradesmen's jobs that need to be filled, then I don't know if I want them going into those jobs because they might not have the intellect to go into a tradesman's job because they couldn't figure it out on their own. But that's just me being mean. But I just, come on, really? I mean, do we need to be served up $206 million worth of marketing?
No,
do we?
Not at all.
I wouldn't think so.
Give them aptitude tests instead.
There you go. I hope my boys go in the trades. I really do. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
This is Eric Todd with Newbie Buick GMC. Let me take a minute and share with you just how we do business here. Research has told us that most of our guests were not comfortable with the hassle of the traditional car buying experience. That's why we created the Newbie Internet Pricing Policy and Sales Process. Simply put, we are an internet dealership. The price you see online is the price you get here. We post our prices clearly for everyone to see, even our competition. Here is a review from our Facebook page.
We just purchased a vehicle from Newbies. What great customer service. They bent over backwards to help us and make us feel welcome. Kevin Newbie was our salesman. What a great guy. I highly recommend Kevin at Newbies.
No matter where you'd like to begin the process, whether it's information on the price, on your trade-in, or the vehicle you want, we let you decide. Shop online for your next car, SUV, or truck, anywhere you are. Go to newbiebuick.com for leasing specials, internet pricing, and daily updates. Experience car buying the Newbie way, the right way, at newbiebuick.com today.
Calvin Coolidge slept for 11 hours every night. Lyndon Johnson took naps after every lunch. And Teddy Roosevelt snoring could raise the dead. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. So why am I talking about presidents and sleep? Just my way of reminding you of our biggest sale of the year, the President's Day sale, going on now. Save up to $900 and sleep like a king. I mean like a president. Best Mattress, home with a 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Hey, it's Steve Dempsey at Garage Doors Only. Yes, after 28 years of serving St. George with Dixie Door and the Garage Door Doctor, I am proud to announce that I am now partnered with Garage Doors Only. We cover St. George, Mesquite, and all surrounding areas. We sell quality products from Clopay and LiftMaster and service all brands. We have great technicians and installers that can handle any job, commercial or residential. So, for new construction or remodel or basic service and repair, come by and see us for all your garage door needs at Garage Doors Only, located at 689 North Bluff, or call 435-868-1200.
This is Kay Daly. My sponsors are the best. Boulevard Mattress, located at Boulevard Home Furnishings. Get an incredible mattress at a low, low price. And St. George Massage, stgeorgemassage.com to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love. And the St. George Area Chamber of Commerce speaks on your behalf with the combined power and influence of over 700 members. Join today at stgeorgechamber.com.
You could spend your savings on one of these fabulous actual items on the internet. A watch filled with real ants, $60. Canned dragon meat, $23. 4-inch violin, $15. Haircutting vacuum, $130. Lickable wallpaper, $15. But before you click to buy a pair of metal-detecting sandals, $60, meet with a CFS wealth advisor at Deseret First Credit Union to come up with a, well, smarter plan for your hard-earned money. A wealth advisor will take a comprehensive look at your financial situation and goals and help you make a personalized plan. For a complimentary, no-pressure consultation with a friendly CFS wealth advisor, call 801-456-7560 or visit DeseretWealth.com. Deseret First Wealth Management is the place to manage your financial goals. That's right. Investments offered through CUSO Financial Services LP. Member FINRA SIPC. Products offered through CFS are not NCUA, NCUSIF, or federally insured, are not guarantees of the credit union, and may involve investment risk. Why do people love Stuckey Family Pharmacy?
They actually communicate with my doctor to make sure my refills are approved.
I love what they do for my grandmother. She used to get confused with all of her medications, but now she gets them packaged in weekly dosage amounts. It helps grandma make sure she gets the right meds at the right time, and it doesn't cost anything extra.
I love the free delivery.
Experience the difference at Stuckey Family Pharmacy, just off Telegraph near Kohl's, or online at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com. Stuckey Family Pharmacy, where you are family.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Redhead mess, bed, tear shed, queen bee miss squeaks. The stage smells, tells, hells, bells, misspells, knocks me on my knees. It didn't hurt, flirt, blood, squirt, stuff, shirt like me on a tree. After I count down three rounds in hell, I'll be in good company.
What? God, you don't like this song?
I can't make any sense out of it.
That is the Dead South, bringing the groove back to banjo.
Oh, good.
I love it. Anyway, I love all music. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. By the way, Smiles Restorative Utah, smilesrestorativeutah.com. Make sure you get over there. They're doing some great dental work. My husband went there and just loved it and had a great experience. His work was perfect, and they have three amazing doctors. And what's nice about them and what sets them apart from everyone else is the cost, because they can do it for so much less than everyone. I just will hardly even believe it. Get over to smilesrestorativeutah.com. I know some veterans that they've helped, and they're just good people. That's all I have to say. They're good people. You can go make an appointment, smilesrestorativeutah.com. They're on Bluff Street. Anyway, yeah, that was the Dead South. I love those guys. I was looking in the Constitution for how much money they should spend on marketing campaigns, and it was interesting that there wasn't any. And I just for reference sake, about 6 years ago, they spent $16 billion on advertising.
Ooh.
$16 billion. That's not all the marketing campaigns. That's just advertising. Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I just never thought that the government would really need to do that. I guess, you know, when I brought up that Utah bill that Mike Noel's trying to pass, he just introduced it, I guess. The bill that says, if you're just joining us, it wants $2 million. It's an awful lot of money. $2 million to help people in rural areas be more attracted to tech jobs and some training programs. It's interesting because school now is a training program for tech. I don't know if anyone's figured that out. They have computers in school now.
Sure.
So they already have that. But also, just I guess the mere fact that you would have to spend $2 million to provide that, when people can seek it out on their own, pay for it, or seek it out on their own and get a grant to go to school, I guess, that they could do that on their own. I'm not quite sure why the government has to roll in and spend $2 million, take that from all of us by force, and then give it to people who couldn't have found that on their own.
But it's the government's job.
I guess so. I guess I missed that memo. I was trying to find it in the Constitution, and it's not there. So.
I wonder if that $16 billion included monies that run the Ad Council.
Oh, you know, interesting that you'd say that. I'll have to look and see. I know that this went to advertising on TV, internet. That was basically what that went to. I mean, if you talk about the Ad Council, you're talking about Smokey the Bear the different labor department commercials from the 1960s and equal wages for women and all those goodies. The Indian with the tears and walking around the lake and everyone's polluting. So, this was interesting, I thought. And this was over the course of several years, but it was for everything. It was, I mean, you name it. So it's a marketing campaigns and advertising for welfare aid.
Well, yeah, they have to advertise for that. People don't know if they're hungry and can't pay their rent. You have to tell them.
You got to market it. And military services, because I guess people don't know that the Army exists. So you got to market that. And then veterans benefits. I'm pretty sure veterans, because they've served in the military, by the time they're a veteran, they would know that they do have benefits coming. Well, I'm just going to go out on a limb, but
do you know that when you leave the military, they actually send you to a day-long class to tell you what all your benefits are now that you're getting out?
No.
Yeah.
Really? So why the marketing?
There's no need.
Why the ads?
To hire somebody.
Oh, okay. And also, they spend that $16 billion, by the way, on programs that help multi-billion dollar multinational corporations pitch their products to overseas companies and consumers.
Oh, so it's a trade issue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so funny. Anyway, sometimes we do things and I don't even think people really stop to say, now, wait a minute here. Why are we doing that? I mean, really and truly, if you really want to get picky, why do we have a PBS that's government funded? I can see a people funded TV network, right? But why a government funded one? I mean, it's just kind of funny, all the areas that they encroach in. Very interesting. Also, I just wanted to mention just a couple of things, too. there was a kid that was a survivor of the shooting, and I guess the town hall was extremely scripted, and he wanted people to know that. Did you hear about that?
You know, I just caught a little bit of it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a moment. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just came out of the mountains and heard you make a comment about how when you get out of the service, they give you the day-long class on your bennies.
Mm-hmm.
Not true.
Oh.
They do. Okay, let's put it this way. They're supposed to.
Okay? Oh, okay. But they don't?
And too many commands ignore that. And unfortunately, the kids get bound up when they go to apply bennies or they don't know they have them. This is why we have homeless people on this, homeless vets on the street. And by the way, I'm not giving a dime or any rah-rah to DACA till all the homeless vets are off the street, because I am one.
Okay,
the thing is that a lot of the guys will go to the VA, have no idea what their bennies are, and they won't necessarily tell them. And I asked about that some years ago. And it's one of these, well, we're required to have that stuff, but we don't necessarily have to tell you unless you ask us.
Hmm.
What? What?
That's interesting.
How are we supposed to know what to ask for
right.
if you don't tell it? Oh, well, that's not our problem. Yeah, I actually got that conversation. I was appalled.
Yeah.
I brought it up to Orrin Hatch, and, gee, that's really sad.
Oh,
so I'm not too happy to see Orrin Hatch go bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't think too much of Utah's unhappy about it, but thank you. I appreciate the call. I'm glad you called in. Really, truly. Thank you.
I stand corrected.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
When I was discharged from the Army and the Navy, both,
right.
I got the class.
Oh, okay.
So
maybe they just
But of course, that was a long time ago.
They just stopped doing it, apparently.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, they developed the printing press after that.
Yeah. And fire. All right. Well, I guess Colton Hobb, I guess he said CNN gave him a scripted question to ask during the town hall. And
CNN.
Yep.
Surprise, surprise.
After he denied the question about the armed guards. I still have yet to hear. Have we ever heard from the cop that was assigned to the school, that worked at the school during the shooting?
No. No, I haven't.
I would think that would be the first interview. You know what I mean? Like, what happened here?
Well, he had nothing to do with it because of the acreage, you know. he had no...
Right.
He didn't even see any students because the school was so big. You know, he was like... He was so far away from the action that he might as well not have even existed.
There's only 3,000 students, but okay.
big school.
All right. Alrighty then. I guess, you know, I guess people had tuned into that town hall. I did not.
So I didn't get
to
watch
that. I would not watch a CNN town hall if you paid me, but I just want to waste my time. I have important things to do with my family, but he said he was expected to be able to ask all of his questions and give his opinion on those questions. And Colton, he wrote about questions about school safety, suggesting using veterans as armed school security guards, but claimed that CNN wanted him to ask a scripted question instead. So he decided not to go.
Wow.
Good
for him.
I love this guy. Great courage, by the way. Is that not great courage? So
yes.
I thought that was fantastic. And clearly was not after, you know, 15 minutes. He just really wanted to be able to ask the questions he thought were important. And Trump has come out. And what's funny about this is such an answer, teachers being armed. Yet there's really only two comebacks for that. One, teachers are, so listen to the irony of this. One, teachers are mentally unstable and they can't control tempers. And so they could just haul that gun out and shoot their students at any time. So they're very afraid of that. The other thing they're afraid of is the other side of that conversation is they're too holy to have a gun. The teachers shouldn't have a gun because they're just there to educate. So they shouldn't have a gun. That should never even be even a thing for a teacher to even think about is having a gun.
Because they're too holy?
Yeah, because they're too, you know, on a pedestal and that you can't. So there's definitely two different camps within the leftist liberals that believe in these two different sides of the of the coin. So which is it? Mentally unstable or too waif-like? I mean, I don't understand.
Both are false.
Exactly.
Because I know many, many clergy people who carry firearms.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that if I really believed that teachers were that unstable, I would help burn down schools.
Right.
Who wants... How can you even say that and then take your kids to school and leave them with a teacher 6 days a week?
I mean, I thought it was a great solution. Didn't he say he wanted 20% of the teachers
20% armed? And you know, I thought about that this morning. Mm-hmm. And if they were proficient with firearms, have each of those 20% of the teachers carry two magazines with their firearm.
Mm-hmm.
One full of blanks and one full of live ammunition. If there's an alarm that goes off or it sounds like they're hearing shooting in another part of the school, mm-hmm. all the teachers load your blank magazine mm-hmm. and start shooting.
Yeah.
And if, let's say the school has 50 teachers, you're going to have 10 teachers firing blanks. That's going to scare a single shooter away.
Right.
He's going to run.
Yeah, I like it.
And then if it doesn't work, they just pop in the live ammo and get rid of them.
There you go.
I mean,
problem solved.
Sounds good to me.
You know, the things that make too much sense. What's funny, though, if you really look at it, is there really an argument for it? Because that what they're saying is that teachers, really and truly, if they really do think teachers are that unstable, why are they teaching your kids?
Exactly.
If their tempers, I've never known really too many teachers that had tempers anyway, but if they have a temper that's so out there, they wouldn't be teaching. So it's kind of a ridiculous.
But progressives never carry a thought past the emotional.
Mm-hmm.
See, on emotional, it sounds good. No. What if a teacher pulled the gun out and went crazy and shot some kids?
Yeah.
Emotionally, that's scary.
Right.
Unless you take the next step and say, well, my gosh, teachers wouldn't do that.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? You can't have both. You can't have teachers are so just... I don't know.
Teachers are insane. I'm going to leave my kids with them today.
Yeah. Good thing they don't have a gun. My kid would be out of there. I mean, my teacher might get mad at my kid and glad they don't have a gun. I mean, is that not one of the most ridiculous things you've heard? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
So I think the problem here is that they're worried about collateral damage. What if the teacher misses, hits an innocent kid? I've heard this one a bunch of times. What's wrong with 12-gauge beanbags or a 12-gauge taser round?
Right. True. And
it doesn't kill anybody.
Yeah.
And I've been hit by a beanbag round for training.
Mm-hmm.
It puts you in the dirt.
Right.
You're done.
Well, why don't they use the same argument for a person in the military or a person at home defending themselves? I could miss. I could hit something else. I mean, why is it just a teacher? Is that incompetent and can't hold a gun or handle it or look at it? Or why is it a teacher is not capable?
I don't know.
Me neither.
I'm a very proficient shot.
I don't get it.
I go out shooting once a week with my kids.
Yeah.
They haven't killed anybody. My guns haven't killed anybody.
Right. I mean, but the argument's so silly that it can't be an argument. It's that silly. So, I appreciate you. Thank you. Great call. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we have to make the assumption that nobody in their right mind is going to carry a firearm if they're not proficient with it.
I know.
Because you're looking for trouble if you do that.
And if a couple of teachers at the school did, let's just say that some teachers didn't. Let's say they just don't want to. Fine, that's okay. But what if some teachers did? Then the person wouldn't know who was armed and who wasn't, correct?
That's right.
Okay.
They won't know.
Right.
And I understand. I mean, I heard mm-hmm. someone say this morning their wife was a teacher.
Right.
And she wouldn't want to carry one because she's a very petite woman mm-hmm. and could easily be overpowered and have her firearm taken away from her.
Hmm.
But she has no objection to the basketball coach, 8 foot tall, carrying a gun.
Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, just a scattering of thoughts here.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think there would be teachers lined up to do this if, in fact, you gave them like a $10,000 yearly bonus?
Yes. And they actually, who does it for free?
They
who
actually are. Here locally, Red Cliffs Rifle and Pistol Range out in Purgatory.
Yeah.
Has offered to give free classes to the teachers, any teacher that wants, in basic pistol instruction and concealed carry.
There you go.
And free, totally free, and they've already had 4 teachers sign up for it.
And just announced it.
But do they then pay them extra to carry?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't think the schools need to.
They give them like $10,000 a year extra to pay to carry. I would think you'd get some pretty qualified people stepping up.
All right, we got to go to a break. But it's an interesting idea. I don't know that they'd need to be paid. I think people would just do it to do it. But you never know. Anyway, we'll be right back. Got a lot on the docket today. And don't go anywhere. This is the Kate Daly Show. Hey, come on.
What does it take to be the best in the world? First, you have to relentlessly improve. Like how the fully redesigned 2018 Toyota Camry comes with an all-new 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine and improved V6. You have to lean into your strengths. For the versatile RAV4, that means extra cargo space and seat flexibility. You have to embrace new methods and technologies, like the 2018 Tacoma's available multi-terrain select. To be the best, you have to learn from the best. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2018 RAV4 with $16.67 per $1,000 borrowed, or get $1,000 cash back on RAV4. Visit your local Toyota dealer or find out more at toyota.com. Toyota, proud partner of Team USA. Toyota, let's go places.
APR and approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Cashback savings from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. does not include college grad or military rebate. Offers may vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end February 28th.
Visit Stephen Way Toyota in St. George, or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota.
This is Kate Daly. I love my sponsors. Best Mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic, with every model on display. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else? St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. And Beehive Homes. When you want the highest level of care for your loved ones, go to BeehiveCare.com.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Monday.
Workday, play day, every day,
Monday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
Monday.
Save every day at Finley Hyundai.
Take advantage of high-value offers now at Finley Hyundai. Like driving off in a brand new 2018 award-winning Sonata for as little as $19,999 after incentives. This Sonata is loaded with standard features.
Get similar savings on Elantra and the entire Hyundai lineup during the month of February.
Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles powertrain limited warranty. Discover high-value offers like brand new 2018 Sonata for $19,999 after incentives. Now at Finley Hyundai on the savings side of the freeway, because we believe in you. Finley Hyundai, stgeorge.com.
On approved credit through HMF, stock numbers HY6985, 6991, and 6989. Other with any other offers, does not include dealer installed options. See dealer for details.
Save every day at Finley Hyundai.
20 minutes or less for a full-service car wash, really?
Yep, at St. George Car Wash and Detail, just 20 minutes.
But what about all the fingerprints all over my windows?
Yep, we wash those inside and out.
But what about the crumbs all over the floor and all over my seats?
Best car wash vacuum in southern Utah.
And all in 20 minutes or less?
At St. George Car Wash and Detail, we give you the best full-service wash inside and out in just 20 minutes.
St. George Car Wash and Detail, just off the freeway on South Bluff Street.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And you've got what it takes.
Oh, yeah.
You know it takes a lot of kissing.
Tell me about it.
To make a romance sweet. Ooh, it takes a lot of love.
To knock me off my feet. And baby, you've got what it takes.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. All right. So much to talk about. So little time. But you're welcome to call in. We were just talking about arming teachers. Trump said, you know, arm the teachers then, if that's the deal. And I actually agree that what's holding us back from that? It's like, what, you're a teacher and now all of a sudden you don't want to have that right, or you don't want to exercise that? Why not? Why not? Somebody give me an actual reason, because the whole your teacher, if they have a gun on them, all of a sudden they're going to go off and not be able to control their temper and kill a student is just, well, that's just asinine. So come up with something plausible, please.
My guess is that there are many teachers already caring in Utah, since it's not against the law here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, in some states, it's not even legal, so you got a problem there.
Right.
But those are the states where everybody's getting shot.
Yeah. All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Kate, I agree with Uncle Milky there that I think there's a lot of teachers. Well, I know a handful of them, even a couple principals that do carry here.
That's great.
Our town. But the one thing I wanted to bring up was, I don't know if you ever saw that thing on NBC with Lester Holt about 2015. There was a school in Indiana that had locking doors, cameras that were connected to the sheriff's station. And they said that would cost about $500,000 per school, right?
I mean,
which is a lot of money.
Right.
But are anybody even talking about, I mean, if they're scared about having people having guns, what would be the problem with having that? I don't know if you've ever seen that or not.
Well, I know a lot of procedures at schools, they close the doors when classes are in session, or they have cameras, they have check-in policies, they have so many numerous things. That's why when the Washington County School District said, we're going to readdress school safety and recommit, and I thought, recommit to what? You've already done everything that we can do. And now they're to a point where they can actually just take your kid's cell phone and confiscate it and go through it and everything else. So the kids have no rights when they're on public school lands. But here's the deal, though, that we have many, many measures. You know, what people don't ask, and what drives me crazy, too, is that, so with all these drills, the Secret Service visited that school in Florida. With all the drills that they had, there was no plan to stop one little waify, tiny little guy who's the shooter for 30 minutes. For 30 minutes, he walked from building 9 to building 12, and nobody stopped this guy when it was surrounded by cops and FBI and 50 emergency vehicles already parked at the school. Mm-hmm. See? So I don't think it's more measures. I think we have plenty of measures. I think they drill to death. I think they actually drill so much that we should have every plan in place. Why is it then with these things that there is no plan? Because then nothing ever happens, right?
Exactly.
That's what we're told. So interesting. Just thought I'd bring that up. So thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah.
So I don't know. The caller said something about in 2015, Lester Holt.
Mm-hmm.
No, two nights ago.
Uh-huh.
On the February 20th, right. Tuesday night, Lester Holt did a show called Inside the Safest School in America at Southwestern High School in Indiana.
Right.
Bullets, classroom doors are bulletproof, cameras everywhere, linked to the sheriff's department 10 minutes or 10 miles away. So that was just a couple nights ago, actually.
Okay. Did it again. All right. Maybe he referenced it before.
Yeah, maybe he did it once before, but this was on just two nights ago.
These are some of the questions I had, though, about the Florida shooting, if you want me to reference some of these. Just obvious questions that I think everybody should be asking. Now, the media hasn't asked one of these that I've seen, and I've poured through a lot of feed, okay? Media's never asked any of this. So if you think about this, we love crime dramas. In America, it's probably the show we have the most of right now on TV is a crime drama, right? Okay. You have a murder and then you know the answer by the end of the hour, but you're following all the clues, right? We're really good at that. We love that. We like the journey. We like to figure out cases. We like to, okay. So these are the questions I would think at first and foremost people should be asking. How did the shooter get from building 9 to building 12 as the shooting continued for 30 minutes, carrying all of his stuff? Tiny little guy without being taken out by law enforcement or tackled by teachers. I don't know. Because look at the train ride to Paris. Two Marines took that guy out in 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that guy was built. How did all the emergency vehicles get to the school and they were parked all over the property when the shooting started? That means they got there in like a minute. All of them from the whole county. That doesn't make sense, and that just doesn't make sense.
Well, you don't know how close the donut shop was.
Well, that's true. Why was the on-site police officer for the school not interviewed? Never referenced. Nobody talks about him. I think that'd be the first interview I'd conduct if I was on the ground. How did the Uber driver not notice all the guns and ammo in the huge duffel bag when she dropped him off at the school? And why wasn't that person interviewed? And why did they just disappear? And nobody's ever even wondered about that. Why did the Secret Service go to the school 4 weeks prior to the active shooting drill? How did they know the description of the shooter within minutes, but he escaped with the students after 30 minutes of shooting wearing the exact same thing? Because they broadcast his description.
Yes, they did.
There were only two exits to the building. I think one building had one exit. I'm pretty sure with all of those police officers that they would have been surrounding those buildings. So how did one walk from building 9 to building 12? Why did the kids' interview only report that they only heard a couple of pops? It would take over 100 rounds to do what happened in over the course of 30 minutes at least, right? At least 100 rounds? Okay. Why did three different students being interviewed have this from different classrooms and buildings have the exact same story? The shooter came, shot out the window, went to the door, shot up the door, shot up the teacher, and then turned around and left. They all had the same exact story. So that was odd. None of the kids who left the building that were interviewed, not one, said they ran from a hail of bullets. Not one. I mean, you'd have to have a hail of bullets strange. If you were going to do that.
What
you did. One student said dead bodies were lined up on the sides of the hallways and that they had
stacked and covered.
Who did that and why? And why would you do that to a crime scene? You wouldn't. And when would you have time if you're looking for a shooter? That doesn't make sense. Out of 3,000 students, why are only a few being interviewed? And the only few that are being interviewed are for gun control.
Amazing.
Because I'm going to think some of those students are not for gun control.
I'm sure they're not.
And with so many active shooter drills, like I referenced earlier, law enforcement employed at the school, security measures, I mean, they're drilling right and left. I mean, just even this day they had a drill and another active shooter drill. Why didn't they have a plan to take the shooter down? And where's all the cell phone pics from all the kids? I only saw one video, one little tiny video that was released. And there's not one picture?
They don't take pictures, do they?
They take selfies when they're in line, standing there for the fire drill, right? Okay, so where's all the pictures, right? And why did the sheriff give several descriptions and locations for apprehending the suspect that totally contradicted each other? That's another question I have. It's never been answered. None of these things have been answered. I sure hope at some point we have some answers on these things because I think they're worthy questions.
There was a time in the United States of America where journalists asked those questions.
Right.
They don't do that anymore.
Nope. It's talking heads. So those are just, I think that even if you want to talk about school safety, those questions should be asked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Okay. So there's that. What can we say? Somebody was asking me about the tech jobs. The bill that wants $2 million from Mike Noel, $2 million to basically market tech jobs to you and make those available to you. And I thought this was a great comment. Wouldn't the tech companies pay for that? Wouldn't they provide internships and pay for training? And wouldn't you think that you, because you are an adult, that you would pay to go to a tech school to learn that? I mean, I guess I don't understand why the freebie coming from taxpayer dollars. And why is the government offering jobs?
Well, I don't think there's an answer to that question.
Or at least trying to get people into jobs. I think we can handle that on our own. I mean, I think we should, if anything. I mean,
especially when there's unemployment.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the number of bills and the money they ask for. Now, you always realize, I think one thing to always keep in mind is that when they ask for $2 million, that ends up being $4 because they never put the whole amount in the bill. They only put the starter amount.
Well,
because it's a pilot program.
It's a pilot program.
And so a pilot program that has never even been tested, but you want $2 million to test it with. Now, you're an entrepreneur, and you come to me and you say, Kate, I got this product. Can I have $2 million so I can pilot it? What am I going to tell you?
Huh? You want what?
Really? But when we do it in government,
it's
because
fine.
It's other people's money,
yeah,
that it's okay. because we could just waste it on a pilot.
Do you want
a
return on your investment? No, not at all.
We want to put more in.
Yeah. Hurry up and spend it and ask for more.
That way we keep that budget really up and high. So thanks, Mike Noel. Between that and the $2 million to go serve California lawsuit, mm-hmm. like that won't be a complete waste of time and years. I'm not quite sure.
And by the way, I'm conservative.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm conservative. I'm conservative and I love the Constitution, but I can't wait to spend your money. So there's that. I had to tell you guys about that because I thought it was so crazy that California is changing their tune and they're going to spend $206 million to market people to know the obvious, and that is that we have plumbing jobs and electrician jobs and tradesmen's jobs that need to be filled. And so maybe you ought not to go for the bachelor's degree. Maybe you ought to go in one of these careers, which I think is an amazing choice. And I've always said that on the show. But isn't it funny that I just to kind of take a big step back, not to keep reiterating, it's just the government spends money to market something to you that's very obvious. You got me on that one. I don't even know what to say. I think it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I like the title, though.
What's that?
The Rural Online Initiative.
Rural Online Initiative.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I like that, it's so
funny.
Doesn't
say a word.
Well, no, it doesn't. I should say the red, white, and blue, Bill of America, because that's usually what they do now. They right. sort of whitewash it and sure. make it just look so
and
great.
And give it a happy. Fun name.
And then it never says that. Really, if you were truthful, we'd like to spend your money marketing something that's obvious to you. That's really what they should be doing. And this is a pilot program. And, it's let's see, from the education fund, he wants $2.1 million. From the general fund, another $120,000 just to start the pilot program. So there
well,
you go.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So I'm just curious, before this bill, were we able to get tech jobs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was wondering about that because I was like, man, we've gone all these years with no tech jobs. I'm so glad we have a bill.
You know, as a matter of fact, the city of St. George has spent a lot of money to bring tech jobs and training up on the old airport property
and
that they never sold.
What do we need this turkey for? We're already spending money for that. They'll attract enough people up there, won't they?
You know, when you read these bills, though, it's mm-hmm. so interesting because I love this line. The pilot program will be based in a geographic area based on certain criteria mm-hmm. and expand the pilot program based on other certain criteria. But they never mention what the criteria is.
A city must have 10 people. I mean, what is the, you're right, what is the criteria? And I thought it was funny because it was making internet access rurally sound like something that was really brand new.
It was about 40 years ago.
We're going to make sure that you know how to do this. Well, I'm pretty sure people are jumping on Facebook out in rural community Utah.
On their cell phone.
I swear, we should have like comedy hour for the bills trying to go through because they're that funny. The plastic bag bill for 10 cents a plastic bag, just like in Cali. Can you believe that, Turkey? And a Republican wants it. And I'm thinking, what is your problem? 10 cents a bag. Yeah, I'll sit by my waist of mm-hmm. 24 water bottles. But yeah, let's get that 10 cents per bag in there.
But, and it is funny, up until that last 4 days of the month where you're out of money.
Yeah. Where you see the elderly trying to carry out their groceries because they can't afford a bag because they don't want to put money every single time mm-hmm. because it's at least a dollar when you go to the store for all those bags. And, you know, for me, more than that. So, yeah, it was the California, you know, it's driving Californians insane, which is really funny that they've instigated it here and they want this bill to pass because Californians hate it.
But it's
mumbling
ducks.
And grumbling. Yeah. 10 cents a plastic bag could be a bill here in Utah. Could pass. Be right back for the national show. We got a lot to talk about. Chris Ann Hall joins us, too, so don't go anywhere. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Celebrate a better night's sleep this week as the savings continue on your new Tempur-Pedic from the Mattress Store. Save up to $600 off your new Tempur-Pedic and up to 72 months interest-free and get life-changing sleep delivered today. This week, sleep on your new Tempur-Pedic for as low as $28 a month, OAC, only from the Mattress Store on Bluff next to Ace Hardware, in Washington next to Best Buy, Cedar City next to Lens, and now in Bloomington next to the Walmart. Remember, when it comes to sleep, nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
This is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. A big thank you to Piano Gallery, the Piano Gallery Music Health and Wellness Center, 144 West Brigham Road, just off the Bloomington exit behind Zions Bank. Discover wellness through music on the web at pianogallery.com. And the St. George Area Chamber of Commerce speaks on your behalf with the combined power and influence of over 700 members. Join today at stgeorgechamber.com.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 98.5 FM Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.